So we're going to draw a distinction between correlation and prediction research. We're going to look at the relationship between prediction and relationship strength. When we looked at scatter plots and correlations, we talked about how we have to look for linearity. Then we look for direction and strength. If we have linearity, well, the linearity and the strength of the relationship is going to have a direct tie to prediction. We're also going to look at predicting regression formulas. Then we're going to talk about selecting the right regression model, which doesn't sound like it should be all that hard. Hell, we only have two variables. I have stories. And we're going to tie that into probably the most important part of today is how a regression formula is nothing other than a couple of linear transformations. We add, subtract, multiply, or divide, poof, we have prediction. Then we're going to talk about the distinction between equally predictive and equivalent predictors. This is one of those kinds of research hypotheses or research questions that sometimes gets blown by, sometimes they get combined together, but it's a good example of the level of fussiness that you have to have. And then the process of a prediction study, again, I have stories. All right, correlation research accounts for about 95% of what we do, whether we're using Pearson's product moment correlation, Pearson's chi-square, ANOVA, or a whole big old double handful of other statistical models out there. Most of the time, the purpose is to identify the direction and strength of relationships between variables. When we're doing correlation, we tend to talk about two quantitative variables. You also know that we can cheat and use binary variables. It's not really cheating, but it's helpful. Usually for theoretical and hypothesis testing interests. Much less commonly, we do real prediction research. In prediction research, you don't know something that you need to know, so you predict it. That's what we mean by prediction research. I collect some data from you, I turn that into an estimate of something I wish I had, and then make some decision on the basis of that prediction. The purpose is to take advantage of linear relationships between quantitative variables to predict, in this case, linear models, to predict values of hard-to-obtain variables from values of available variables. That's all it is. We can get this, we can't get that, we want that. So we estimate it, we predict it, we make a guess, whatever language you want to use. We then use the predicted values to make decisions about people. Might be admissions to graduate school, internships, job availability, treatment availability. We can't know whether or not this person is going to do well in graduate school. But we want to know, so we predict. That's all we're talking about here. To fully understand the importance of how the correlational models work, you got to understand how the prediction that sits underneath that correlational model works. Most of you won't spend hardly any time taking a multiple regression model and then predicting something with it and making a decision based on those predictions. Most of us are going to be in that top category most of the time. That's why it's 95% of the time. But you have to know how the model works on the prediction side to be able to properly interpret and use it even on the correlation side. So you have to know both families in order to do either of them well.